I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Nuclear testing during the Cold War sent radioactive fallout far away from test sites. In a Senate hearing yesterday, politicians moved to expand who can be compensated by the government for getting sick after exposure to that fallout. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
The tests mostly happened in Nevada, but winds sent radioactive materials far and wide. Idaho Senator Mike Crapo said one test in 1952 was especially memorable to his constituents.
Idahoans that I've spoken to in Emmett and elsewhere have shared their memories of waking to find their pastures and orchards covered with a fine gray-white dust that seemingly appeared out of nowhere. It looked like frost, yet it was not cold to touch.
Crapo is one of the senators sponsoring a bill to amend the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act of 1990. Right now, it only compensates people who lived in Nevada, Utah, and Arizona at the time. The change would add people who lived in places like Idaho, Colorado, and Montana. It would also establish a grant program for further research into the health impacts of uranium mining. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Authorities say some structures have been burned by a wildfire in southern Colorado. It's not clear yet how many structures were burned or whether any were homes. The Costilla County Sheriff's Office says it was still assessing the damage today and will update evacuated residents later this afternoon. The fire east of Fort Garland and south of Highway 160 has grown to over 5 square miles and is 0% contained since being reported yesterday. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.